What's up? What's happening? It's a Friday here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. It's a Friday for you, too. That's the beauty of it. And some of you guys are like, I don't know. I got to work tomorrow. Guess what? It's still Friday. That's how the days work. Just what Friday means. For us, it's the last day. And it means 2 days for all of us until the Commanders take on the Giants at Northwest Field. That's right, Anthony. Their first game at Northwest Field. It's kind of.
You like the name of it?
No.
Okay.
Not as a name.
Okay.
I mean, good for them for getting paid.
You're just being technically correct about
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to call it something else?
No, not at all. Not at all.
At the field in Landover. Do like they do for the Olympics where they get rid of the corporate sponsorships?
Yeah.
At Landover Stadium? No. It's called Northwest Field.
Yeah.
They're Northwest Federal Credit Union's paying a lot of money. And if we're not going to call it Northwest Field, we're going to call it the Fed.
Oh, yeah. The Fed. Yep. Yep.
I did kind of like that. We're going to see if that sticks. That was a J.P. Finley original, as far as I know.
You going to the Fed this weekend?
I am going to the Fed this weekend.
I was just making sure I used it correctly. Is that how you use it? You going to the Fed?
Yeah, although when you say it like that, it sounds like the Feds are coming. It's like going to the Fed. It's like, I didn't do anything, but the Feds are coming after me. I don't have to go to the Fed. I have to go to the Fed pen, if you will.
Oh, man.
Which is kind of funny. I've never thought about that. We're off to a real Friday start here. But PenFed is the credit union, Pentagon Federal.
Mm-hmm.
If you mess it up and then your FedPen, now you're talking about a federal penitentiary. And that would be bad. So you don't want to get your PenFeds and your FedPens messed up.
No. No.
But when we say on this show, we're going to the Fed, we have not gotten arrested by the FBI.
Yeah.
We're just merely going to Northwest Field in Landover, Maryland.
Yes, sir.
And there, Anthony, the Washington Commanders will take on the New York Giants. We start the show typically with what's at stake. I'll get into some of the X's and O's preview in a second. Some things that are interesting about this Giants team and kind of what I'm watching for from the football side of it after watching some of the Giants tape. And 6:30 today, you'll get a deeper dive into that with Logan. Of course, if you're like, I'm not going to be listening at 6:30, Craig, that doesn't do me a whole lot of good. The Take Command podcast is available for you right now with all kinds of stuff previewing this game. But, Anthony, I'm curious what you think. What's at stake for the Commanders this weekend? I have an idea in my head, but sometimes when I have an idea in my head of what I think is at stake, I'm curious to run it by others first and see if my level of importance matches other people. So what do you say in terms of what's at stake this weekend?
So I want to first start off by saying I don't view this as a must-win game. I think a lot of, you know, people on the internet and fans think this is a measuring stick, you know, must-win kind of game, and I just don't see it as that. And history also suggests, you know, when we do view it as such, those games don't really go in our favor. So I want to be more optimistic.
There
about
was that Code Red game one time that started off terribly and turned out to work out.
Well, I mean, there's that one. But all the other ones that have come long since, Kirk, not so good. But I think when I look at, you know, the game against the Giants, yes, it is a divisional game. And yes, it is a great chance for, you know, us to rebound. But I feel as though this is a game where we, you know, correct the things that went wrong in week one. We talked a lot about, you know, this coaching staff coming in, you know, being much better coaches, you know, for our players and things of that nature. And I don't think that was necessarily reflected in the week one performance. And it was the little things like tackling, playing fast, things of that nature. So I think this game is more so just to, you know, correct those wrongs that we had last week and then build off them, to be honest. And I think that'll ultimately, you know, help us end up getting a win against the Giants.
So we're kind of on the same page here in that I don't think, like, I think a lot of people are going to say, like, oh, this game is, like, crazy important. You can't start 0-2. And, like, obviously I'm not looking to start 0-2. That'd be nice to not start at 0-2. But I do think that it is, like, I don't think it's a huge deal if they start 0-2. And I guess I just have such a long view on everything that is kind of where I sit. Is like, not nothing matters, but it doesn't carry the importance of an 0-2 start in a season where like playoffs are the stated goal from the start. There's just a reality that this is a longer term vision that we're looking at here, and to start 0-2 would suck. And like, there's even a point, like some point of this where I'm like, start as bad as possible, get better as the year goes, and then you can have a better draft pick by the end of it, but also finish on the upswing and show improvement. There's like a sick, twisted part of my long-term brain that is like, that is actually the best outcome for this team, is like stack some early losses, dig yourself a hole, have faith that the coaching staff is good enough to get them out of it in the long run, and have you feel encouraged by like weeks 4, 5, 6, 7 winning games. You know, not that they're going to start 0-6, but like start winning some games more consistently in the back half of the season, but you did enough damage to your record to not be stuck with the 15th pick, and you have the 9th or 10th pick in next year's draft, and that's actually better for the rebuild in the long term. So there is like a little bit of that where it's not that I – like, in order to have given up on the season already, I would have had to have expectations. I'm willing to be pleasantly surprised, have them go out and beat the Giants, go beat the Bengals on Monday night if they're struggling and the Commanders figure some stuff out. And maybe that Tampa game was just the wake-up call they needed. And, hey, they go on a run and they're competitive in the NFC East. Like, that'd be awesome. That, for my selfish purposes, be as good as possible, Washington. Please, by all means, be our guest. Go be competitive. But I think, realistically, I just kind of go into each game this week looking at it at its own thing. What's at stake? A step in the rebuild, a step in the recalibration, a step in the ability for Dan Quinn to show that he can get a team turned around, that Joe Witt Jr. can coordinate a defense, that Cliff Kingsbury can call good plays, that Jaden Daniels can continue to learn and grow, that if you want to use Dan's words, right, you take the lessons that were available to you last week in the game that everyone had to learn, and you learn them this week. I know there's a lot of, you know, there's both a competitor's mentality that if you're a player, that ironically matches up with, I think, a lot of fans' mentality here, that like, it's a game. What's at stake is a win. You played, you know, Herm Edwards is on line one. You play to win the games. But I do think that where they are right now and what we saw week one, realistically, with the kind of the talent gap, if you will, the talent like hole they were digging out of, and seeing like some of the areas where they might struggle more than we even thought, that I'm willing to just be like, make it better, whatever better means. Now, I will say the Giants being a bad football team certainly means you can be not that much better, and you're not going to have Daniel Jones likely do what Baker Mayfield did to you last week. You're not going to have any of their receivers do what Mike Evans and Chris Godwin were able to do. Andrew Thomas is actually pretty good at left tackle. He's not Tristan Wirfs, but the rest of their line is not very good. Definitely way better than it was last year, but that line in Tampa is really good. And so it's just a different kind of challenge. And then schematically, like, Liam Cohen was in his bag last week, the Tampa OC, and Todd Bowles was in his bag. Shane Bowen's bag as the DC for New York is not it's not, I want to say, like, he's not a bad DC. It's just not nearly as complicated. It's not as deep of a bag as Bowles has. Now, will they try some of the stuff, try to install it? Yes, but, like, when you've been practicing at all camp and it's who you are and you're, like, the Todd Bowles team doing the Todd Bowles stuff, it's different than the Shane Bowen team trying to do some of the Todd Bowles stuff. So even if they try to mix it up a little bit, I don't think it'll be nearly as sharp. And then on the other side, like, Kafka and Daboll, they can ball. Like, those two dudes are really good, but I don't think they knew who they are offensively right now. I don't think they have an identity based off what happened last week. Their offense looked clunky as hell. So I'm optimistic that a solid performance can produce a win. I'm very optimistic that they're going to compete this week. I'm hoping that it is not just a dog dookie terrible football game that we've had so many Commanders-Giants games be over the last 5 years. But realistically, if it is, and all the bad stuff is bad again, then the long-term project, it doesn't really deter me over 2 weeks. It's going to have to be a lot longer than that before I'm like, yeah, these guys really aren't up to all the talk that they say. At the end of the day, like, you know, two games is two games. I know it's a larger chunk. It's not like you're playing two of 162 in a baseball season, but it still is just two games. And once you don't care as much about the record, saying it's just two games becomes, I think, a lot easier. 980, we're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And when we get back, let's dive into the matchup and why there's one particular New York Giant who could make things very, very difficult for Jaden Daniels on Sunday.